Israel, October 1st, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe and Eleni. The weather in Oroville continues to be humid with scattered clouds. 40% chance of rain tonight. Temperature range 27 to 31 degrees with southeasterly winds 14 to 18 kilometers per hour. Here are a few words from Nyal with the reminder that small steps towards bettering the environment make a great difference. He calls it consciousness or comfort.
Good afternoon. My name is Nyal. I'm from Germany and I live in Oroville almost 18 years.
When we need the automotive cars, tell me about this. How can we change things here?
I mean, I don't oppose that we don't need time-by-time cars and stuff like this. For example, we need an ambulance to bring sick people to the hospital. Absolutely no question to be discussed. But for every single trip we are doing, if we concentrate now on the transport issue, we really should reflect if it is necessary to use a motorbike or use a car, or if we cannot use alternatively a cycle. And I feel we are very generous in this moment when it affects our own comfort. So we stop thinking when the comfort starts.
The launch of Oroville TV happens with a live broadcast. Oroville TV wants to function as a platform using the non-linear structure of the internet for putting together a picture of Oroville. The idea is to produce news, interviews, visual impressions, and to broadcast certain live events. There is still room to develop further formats. To launch itself, Oroville TV will do a live broadcast of the celebration of 40 years of collaboration between Oroville and UNESCO, which will take place in Paris on the 10th of October. This live broadcast takes place in the conference room at Town Hall after a short presentation of the Oroville TV project, starting at 7 p.m. Wasteful Acts, a Johnny Play production. An original drama in one act featuring Oroville's finest young theatrical talent, Friday, October 3rd, Visitor Center. Oroville welcomes 11 participants from the volunteer service from Germany known as Velverts. Service opportunities are offered which combine learning, helping, and interaction. In this context, learning involves intercultural and development-related issues as well as space for personal development and growth. Learning requires reflection and guidance. Helping involves practical work at the place of assignment and the ways in which the volunteer allows the partner organization to benefit from his or her personality and background. Helping also provides opportunities for the volunteers to demonstrate commitment and solidarity. The participants will reside in Oroville for 1 year. Each one has an Orovillian contact person. Presently, they are working at Health Services, Deepam School, New Creation Bilingual School, Udavi School, Svaram, Discipline Farm, Windara Farm, Wellpaper, and EcoPro. Sun Bliss Cafe at Waypole now offers a catering service with home delivery. Order for 5 persons minimum, 1 day in advance. Call Melisande, 944-203-3069. From the Mother. Each one represents one of the difficulties which must be conquered for the transformation. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.